This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Tonight at 11. Just kidding. This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Is this the first Sunday show where we've got the different music on? Maybe we should just address that head on.
I think it is the first Sunday show we've got the different music on.
Yeah, so a lot of people are wondering about that. Free Talk Live's music beds are a little different, but we are still the same show. You know, we just decided that this would be a better thing for Free Talk Live, and hope you're enjoying it.
Very influential consultant in the business that we hired to come in and, you know, give us some advice. Suggested that we change out the music beds. He made several good points as to why that should be done, including, you know, sort of copyright issues. You don't want to have that. You know,
and that when people tune into talk radio, they want it to be talk radio, not music radio.
Yep.
So. Yeah, personally, I like it.
I do too.
I mean, and please, you know, we had like heavy metal beds before, Megadeth and all that, and I am a huge metalhead. I mean, I love heavy metal. I listen to it all the time. And so, you know, I don't miss it. It's fine. I mean, yeah, I didn't come here for the metal, you know, and I think I can really see where, like, the kind of the attitude of the music, like, just coming in, you know, kind of loud and hard, could turn off a lot of people, especially as we grow. You know, I mean, this show is really growing to many, many markets now.
Anyway, it is still the same show where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind. We've been talking tonight about why there are restaurants that still only accept cash. We're going to get more into that in moments here. But first, I want to let you know how you can get in touch with us today. 855-450-3733 is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. All right, Brian, let's hear some more about why there are restaurants in New York City that still only accept cash in 2014.
Sure. Now, this answer...
Why are they relying on this silly paper thing?
Right. Now, this article is, or the response to a question sent into the Gothamist, which is a, you know, website paper about New York City itself. And so it's being responded to by a New York native, whatever that means. And here is his response as to why there's still restaurants and businesses that only take cash in New York City. So I share your paranoia and feel that it is justified. Back by my old apartment, there was an Italian place that seemed to be doing great business, full from 6 p.m. till closing daily. It wasn't cheap either. We're talking $50 a person for an entree and a glass of wine. Yet it didn't take credit cards, and every night you'd see a procession of embarrassed diners caught short on cash walking up to the ATM at the local bodega 3 blocks away. That's a bad way to end a night in terms of customer experience, and since the place was clearly successful enough to afford the credit card charges, I figured that they must be running a tax scam, underreporting their sales to the state and pocketing the difference, maybe even laundering money for Brooklyn's last remaining gangsters or something.
Oh, seriously? This person
wild
must be
conjecture.
Judge, jury, and executioner. Seriously? Like, now if you use cash, if you don't accept credit cards, you're automatically a criminal.
Yeah.
And if you do accept credit cards, then you're innocent.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
I mean, that logic just doesn't hold up.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me what happens if you don't have a Facebook account. Oh,
yeah,
you're a
sociopath.
You must
be a sociopath.
You must be some sicko.
Must be something seriously wrong.
I wouldn't doubt for a second that, you know, that some businesses that take cash are fudging the books or whatever. It doesn't really matter to me that much.
There are some businesses that take credit cards.
I consider that, you know, in starting with our founding fathers and many others, I consider tax dodgers to be patriots in many cases. I don't think every one of them is, but I think that you know, some of them are, certainly. So that doesn't matter to me.
I'm confused about something. What defines a patriot to you?
Somebody who believes in, you know, the principles that the country is founded on, right? Like,
what are those principles?
Yeah, I don't know. For liberty and stuff. Admittedly, I'm pandering a little bit, right?
Okay, that's what I wanted.
But, you know, I mean, yeah, there's lots of great folks that have been tax dodgers. And
well, let's talk about this idea. Okay, taxes. Taxes is basically just a word for theft that's institutionalized, and everybody thinks it's okay. Everybody thinks it's necessary because that's what they've been told from the time that they're really young.
Well,
you have to
pay
your taxes. Nothing is certain except death and taxes.
You don't want to be protected? What's wrong with you? You don't enjoy paying for the U.S. military?
Well, I would like to make my own arrangements to protect myself in a voluntary way that doesn't involve someone else claiming that I owe them a portion of my paycheck, which reflects labor that I did.
There are some evil people out there.
Okay. Well, yes, including some of those people are in the U.S. government, and I don't necessarily want to pay them 30% of my paycheck.
Yeah,
40,
obviously 50%. I'm joking.
Yeah, I mean, not only do we have federal taxes, we've got state, local, town property taxes, water taxes, food taxes, restaurant, hotel taxes. Before you bat an eye, half of your income is basically taken from you. And when somebody else takes your income, whether it's 1%, 10%, or 100%, that's basically slavery. You're working not for yourself. You're working not to get the benefits of your own labor, but you're working to provide for someone else. And if you didn't agree to that, then it's slavery. It's not voluntary. So I really want to just hammer home that point. We're thinking about the concept of taxes all wrong. I mean, the question really should be, why does someone else have any kind of claim on your labor or your income? You know, if you want to give it to them, that's fine. If you want to do charity or spend it or save it, give it away, whatever you choose, that's okay. But why does someone else have a claim on it? And why are you bad for wanting to keep the money that you earned yourself? That's the question. 855-450-3733 is our number here on Free Talk Live.
So there's more to this. He actually, the columnist, goes and asks somebody that actually owns businesses and restaurants. So it goes on here. After I got your email, I asked a friend of mine who runs a bunch of popular retail establishments in a fast gentrifying part of town and for his thoughts on the phenomenon. I'll call him Pedro. He wrote back, any place, this is a response from the business owner, any place that doesn't accept cards or that has a minimum charge is running a mafioso-style business that screams they don't care about you. At our cafe,
wow,
especially, we hear all day expressions of surprise that they can pay for a coffee with a card. OMG, we prefer cards. We prefer cards. No cash to lose or get stolen or miscounted. A business that can't survive the 2% credit card charge is going out of business tomorrow anyway.
Well,
that's just PDB.
The business doesn't actually, I mean, there's no charge that the business is taking.
Yeah, they pass that cost on to their
customer. It has to be passed. Necessarily is
right.
Being passed on to the customer. So the suggestion, this is mafioso, no. No, this is the way they want to run their business. I've certainly been to the mom and pop places that don't accept credit cards because they don't want to pay the fees. And let's not forget that these credit card companies will treat you like you're some kind of serf, like you're a dog on a leash.
Oh, yeah.
And it is no fun to be in business. You get in business in order to sort of run your life to some extent. And then, you know, these big banks, these giant payment systems operators are yanking you around and having you do whatever you want. You know what stinks as a restaurant? To have your money locked up for 30, 60, or 90 days while they investigate something.
Oh, absolutely. The only mafia still around is the financial services business. You know, the credit card companies and all that. That's the only mafioso style business going around.
I'm aghast at the presumption of guilt here.
Yeah, there's a lot more here.
There's no possible way that someone could run a cash-only business and be legit and not be hurting others with crime or whatever.
Let me answer that question with his next comment. This is coming from the business owner. It's not optional. You need to take cards,
wow,
which is why the
when
idea.
When did that law get passed?
Which is why, if the idea is cost savings, you're looking at a bad business with terrible approach to its customers. Basically, they don't give a crap about you, just your cash. And yes, if a restaurant doesn't take cards, they are stealing money from the state. No paperwork means
what?
No sales tax trail. You're giving the state money. Their duty is,
wow,
to deliver it to Albany quarterly. This isn't a joke.
Oh, my
God. This guy's serious.
The way he's framing this discussion, let's just go over that and, like, pick it apart. Because everything he said is basically backwards.
Yeah, so instead, this is going on. Instead, they steal it, talking about the restaurants that don't do this.
Keeping your money is stealing. And this is the whole sort of progressive agenda that, you know, I'm generous because I want to give your money to somebody else.
Yeah.
You're not generous. You're just some kind of weird thief.
Yeah, and they're stealing the money from the businesses politicians are stealing the money from the state. No, I think that's the other way around.
The thief is the guy pointing the gun.
Yeah.
Okay, and
the
business
state.
Owner isn't pointing the gun. The state is. That's ridiculous.
Wow. This is, I'm glad we chose this because it's just so outrageous. What do you think? Do you own or run a cash-only business? Why do you only take cash and not credit cards? Like, there's lots of good reasons besides being a mafioso. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. This is the live Sunday night show. Tonight it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about cash-only businesses, but of course you're welcome to bring up anything that's on your mind tonight at, one more time, 855-450-3733.
ExpressCoin.com is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. Whether you're looking to get Bitcoin or Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, Dogecoin, whatever other cryptocurrencies they've got there at ExpressCoin.com, they make it fast, safe, easy, inexpensive, and they're a licensed money services business, so you can trust them. Get your cryptocurrencies with a money order, check, wire transfer, or you can make a deposit at a local credit union that has shared branching. Start off at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, it's ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading an app. That's right there at ExpressCoin.com. You can use coupon code.
Sensing a pattern here.
Yes, indeed. Coupon code FTL to get up to $40 of your cryptocurrency of choice, whether it's Bitcoin or one of the other cryptocurrencies. And you don't have to pay any fee at all. They make it easy for you at ExpressCoin.com. I recommend them for getting your Bitcoins. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, let's go to the phones and talk to John in Iowa, listening on, what is it, KBUR 1490. Hi, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I know some people that have cash-only businesses. And the
are they mafiosos?
No. They own their own ATMs. Mm-hmm. So you don't have cash with you. Go ahead and use my ATM. They get their $3 upcharge on the ATM, goes in their pocket instead of paying the credit card company the other way.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Well, I would say if you're a restaurant, you have to have really compelling food or service or ambiance or something to get people to come back for this. Because I would agree that this is a form of customer service that I like to see at restaurants. There's
you
no doubt about
the
it.
The ability to pay with a credit card?
Yeah, the ability to pay with a credit card.
Oh, yeah. I think if you're a business, it kind of makes sense to accept payment in whatever way is most convenient for your customers. So by not accepting credit cards, you know, they might be turning away some customers, and they have to be good enough to be able to be that picky, right?
Yeah. But there's restaurants that give you a discount for paying with cash, too.
Mm.
Yeah, a lot
doctor's
of businesses will do that.
Too.
Yep.
Have you ever heard that cash-only discount? Yeah.
They got them here.
Yeah. Thanks, John, for the call tonight. I appreciate your input.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that there's like a certain attitude towards cash, though, that I don't like what it's backed by. It's backed by violence, right? I mean, you know.
But it's because, still dollars.
Yeah, it's the U.S. government says this is money, so it's money. I don't like that. But the anonymity of cash, not just the anonymity, but
you
the overall, the just the total control you really have over cash, other than, of course, where its value comes from, blows away any other currency out there, bar none. Okay, and so
no one can stop you from handing a dollar bill to someone. They can stop you from cashing a check.
I don't appreciate that this disrespect for cash. I mean, I think it's a very for what it
cash
is in the system
criminalized.
We have. It is a good thing.
It's been criminalized. Yeah. I mean, I could say a lot about this, but we've got phone calls, so let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I love listening to you guys. I have so
thank
many things.
You. Boring and gay?
really quick, I went to one of the big box stores occasionally. I go in now with my new wife, but no matter if it's $10 or $500, I pull cash out. So one day this woman, they must have had something with someone overseeing everything because they picked me out of the crowd. She said, would you like to fill out a survey? So I said, okay. I went to the computer. Then they started asking me too many personal questions. I said, oh, I know why you're doing this, because I did not use a credit card. I said, you know what? I just can't. I just walked away from the computer. She says, oh, don't you want to finish? We'll give you some gift. I said, no, I know what you're doing. I didn't use a credit card, so you can't track my purchases and who I am because I use cash. And what I'm noticing a lot now, a lot of places, a lot of delis that I go to here in New York, they'll say we can't accept, especially the Dunkin' Donuts, we can't accept over a $20 bill. Sometimes I'll pull out a 50 or a C note. I say, look, this is all I got. You take it or leave it. You know, so that's steadily trying to criminalize using cash. I noticed
it.
And I also went to a Chase Bank. And believe me, I'm giving you all these corporations that I'm trying to get out of.
It's hard to get away from them. They're just everywhere.
But you know what? If cash didn't exist, you could never get away from them.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing. If everything was credit cards, you'd be screwed.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
Sorry. Go ahead. What happened
at
the Chase Bank?
Well, they had the rule up that you had to have you couldn't deposit a certain amount over $50,000 unless you were in someone else, like for a small business, or you couldn't do it for someone else. It had to go into your account. Mm-hmm. So I said, oh, I know you, now you're trying to regulate because this is part of the bail-in. And she says, no, no, we just have to have more information on people because of drug dealing. I said, drug dealing? I said, you banks are the biggest drug dealers out there.
It's
teller,
true. HSBC.
Right.
You know,
she
they had that big.
And she said, oh, Mark, you know, come on. I said, no, it's the truth. I said, when are you going to go over to for the laundromats, which is a quarters? Oh, we won't do that because there's too much of a big stink, because there are some laundromats, one in Connecticut in particular, you have to purchase a card to use a laundromat. Mm. And it's not like a quarter for a certain amount of time or a dollar for it. It's actually like $1.89, a dollar. So if you use the card, you're actually giving them more money than you need for your dryer or your washer.
Unbelievable.
It is. It's really just a way to control and to steal from the people. That's why my employer wants me, they want to stop. And of course, JP Morgan Chase issues all our checks. They want us to go direct deposit. I said, no,
right.
I want a check and I want a cash. And where I do with my cash is none of your business, you know?
Yeah, indeed, Mark. I'm with you.
Sometimes they say, you know, you got to stop pulling cash because you're going to get robbed. And I simply say, when? You know,
it seems like you're more likely to get robbed by the government.
Yeah, you're getting robbed by the percentages
call,
of credit cards.
Thank you for calling in. I'm totally with them there.
Yeah, I agree. I think there might be a war on cash.
I think there is a war on cash.
Or at least a war on the attitude of cash.
Yeah. There was one time when I tried to pay a bill with cash at a Walmart by sending a MoneyGram or something like that, and they wanted me to fill out a form with my social security number and occupation.
Mm.
It's like, there's nothing good that could possibly come of that. So I said, all right, well, I'm not going to be paying this bill with cash then. Let's talk to Bill in Pennsylvania. Hey, Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, fellow Americans, how are you doing?
I don't know if I'd consider myself an American.
No, I was listening to basically how they were talking about, you know, the government taking advantage and that kind of thing. And I know that we're not probably the only state that deals with what they call real estate school property tax that only homeowners pay.
And you're in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, correct.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue that I had, I just recently had my tax assessment appeal back on the end of September. And I went back at least 4 years because I've only been a resident since 4 years, being an honorable Navy veteran as well. I addressed the issue that how is it possible that any federal, state, or county government, and the county government basically falls in the locality, a county government can turn around and say what your house is worth by their opinion and tax you on an opinion. And if they do that, if they are taxing your house based on their opinion, shows ownership that they own that piece of property and you're being treated as a tenant in your own home.
Indeed they do, Bill. Thanks for the call tonight. Yeah, laws are just opinions backed by guns, aren't they?
Yeah, and if you have to pay...
855-450 free here on Free Talk Live.
If you have to pay annually to live in a place, it's not yours.
Yeah, you're
renting. That's rent.
855-450 free, Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. This is the live Sunday night show. Tonight it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE. Those are the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. We're talking about the war on cash, but you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Also call on Skype at lrn.fm.
At BitcoinBountyHunter.com, there are bounties available right now. One's worth 38 Bitcoins, which is like more than $10,000. You can use your investigative skills and collect the bounty. You can place your own bounty, or you can add to the ones that are there. The authorities aren't going to be solving these cases. They're going to be done by people like you, people that profit from their work and skill. Go check it out. It's BitcoinBountyHunter.com. I'd love to see one of our listeners get one of these bounties. It's BitcoinBountyHunter.com.
Very cool. All right, let's go back to the phones. We've got calls. Mark is listening in Ocean City, New Jersey. Hey, Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
Doing great tonight. What's on your mind?
Oh, I don't know. This topic's getting pretty gay and boring.
Yeah?
Doesn't surprise me.
Listen, you know what's funny about that guy? I listen to talk radio all day. I drive a cab. You know, it's funny. You're so boring and whatever else, but you know what he did? He listened. He knew the number. He called.
Indeed.
He sat through the screening and he waited and to do all that, but he never listens and he listened for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
maybe he was trying to do me a favor.
It's surprising how many people are willing to do that, isn't it?
He's trying to do me a favor. Here I am wasting my life at something I'm terrible at, and he's trying to, he's spent his valuable time letting me know so that I can go on and do something more productive.
Yep, and you know what the best part is? He's still listening. That's the
best. We're talking about him.
Yeah. Anyway, did you have something you want to say about Casually Businesses?
No, I don't. I actually want to bring something else up.
Oh, please.
I don't understand what is the big deal about asking people to produce simple ID to vote? Why? Like, what is the big deal? Like, why? It's like, it's just we're discriminating the minorities by asking them to have ID. But why can't they just have ID? What's the big, like, why can't you just have ID and it should be necessary to vote, period? I mean, they go to the checkout place and pass checks with, they have to have ID, but when it comes time to vote, you know, it's like, oh, we don't have any ID. You know, and it's just, I don't understand what's the big crime asking them to have ID? It becomes racist.
Well, there are, there's states that black participation in voting has increased, and these are the states with some of the most restrictive voting rules out there. So I think that the claims that somehow voter identification is racist is spurious. Now, I do think that there's certainly some people out there that don't have ID. You know, if you're old enough, you're not driving anymore, maybe you don't need one. I suppose if you're like on the street or something like that, you don't need an ID or whatever. But it doesn't take too many life skills to go down to the DMV or whatever, and usually somebody who doesn't have an ID.
You're in favor of voter ID stuff?
I'm in favor that if somebody's going to make votes that make a decision upon my life, that they have enough life skills to simply get a government ID. That's all I'm asking for.
I will take a devil's advocate position, because I think voting is a problem in general.
I'm with you.
In democracy, okay. It's an issue.
Well,
but let me finish what I'm saying. But if you have an ID in order to vote, like, isn't there some concern that you might lose that protection of the secret ballot, the anonymous ballot, you know, that's not tied to who you are? And then, because if it is tied to who you are in any way, then there's the chance that you could be punished or persecuted or intimidated based on how you voted, right?
Well, I think it's pretty important. Secret ballot is like the most powerful aspect of democracy at the end of the day is the secret ballot. But I think, honestly, like the ID system is really quite a failure in the fact that we have so many how many voters that were positively identified in 2000 were dead? Hundreds of thousands, because it was voter fraud.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of bigger issues to really address than ID, because ID is actually getting used for voter fraud, I think, more than it is if not having it would cause.
Oh, so you're saying the fraud was made possible because...
The fraud is because of ID.
Because of ID.
I think the numbers might stack up, but I could be wrong about that.
No,
Mark?
It just turns into a political... It's all just political. And it's,
sure, it does. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
Sure, there's problems all the way around.
Yeah, it's a shame, and it's a shame that they use the minority and the fact that the ID, and they just use them. It's a shame.
These politicians are using whole populations for their own ends and not for the good of the populations. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, indeed. And, absolutely. Mark, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts and bringing that subject up. There's quite a controversy over this in New Hampshire, actually.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because we're the first primary. Not that I don't think voting makes much of a difference anyway. There's
but
really
if you
not.
Bust in enough people during a primary, you can really make a difference. And since New Hampshire's first in the nation, I think we've got a lot more of it.
It takes a lot of effort to make a dime's worth of difference in the political system. I mean,
that much is true. Yeah. But there are plenty of instances where, you know, people, I only know of the Republicans getting the Democrats because that's sort of the groups I travel with, but I'm sure there's the Democrats getting the Republicans on this one, too. I've seen evidence, and the state's attorney's office just sweeps it under the rug. And then the problem, I mean, they just don't want to go after it. It's misdemeanors. It's not worth it to them. And then when you see the, people reporting on this, they say, it's not a problem. It's like 88 times out of 850,000 votes cast in whatever period of time. You know, I can see see why when you look at the numbers, it doesn't look like that big of a deal. But when you don't have AGs going after people, you know, how many votes have been cast spuriously that didn't get counted? I don't know.
It's hard to have a system where everybody gets one vote, but you don't know who voted for what.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Anyway, let's go back to the phones. Talk to Chris in Connecticut. Hey, Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, guys. And he misspoke before when talking about the only mafia organization.
Chris, your audio is breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm afraid there's some problem with the cell phone or Skype or whatever it is.
All right,
try again.
Yes, no, maybe.
Yeah, now it's good. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, before Brian had said that credit card companies were the only mafias left, he misspoke, and I just wish to correct that for the listeners.
Sure.
Obviously, all government organizations, state, local, and federal, are racketeering organizations by the very definition of the word.
How could we forget?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
they'll come and break your legs, figuratively, if you set up an unlicensed hot dog stand. So they're clearly mafia rackets purporting to be legitimate, and they're evil, and we hate them. And I'll let you guys go to my own.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks for the call, Chris.
I absolutely stand corrected on that. Fortunately, I can stand without getting my legs broken by these groups.
On Free Talk Live, we can admit when we...
That's right.
We can admit that we're fallible, right?
Yeah.
Luckily, we have listeners like that. All right, let's talk to Carl, listening in New Jersey. Hey, Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call. What I was going to say is you should look at the signs because maybe that restaurant won't take the credit card you carry.
Mark, he's talking to you. You said you don't – earlier, Mark, you said you don't look at the signs on restaurants.
Generally, yeah. I mean, I get it. But if you carry a MasterCard or a Visa, the chances are good that they're going to take it, right?
Yeah, but see, I carry Discover, and they all don't take that.
Yeah, like same with American Express.
The fees are higher on both of those, and that's the reason.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, okay. Now, I carry that new card, the card that our president carries, and none of them take that.
Which one is that?
China Express Platinum.
Well, I don't get it.
We're running off of China's credit, pretty much. Or the U.S. is running off of China's credit.
Thank you for the call, Carl. Appreciate it. Yeah, indeed. Let's talk to Dana in Michigan. Hey, Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Hi to everybody. What was it that Brian said about, I'm sorry, I want to make sure I didn't misunderstand, about using deceased people for fraud?
Yeah, this was a big problem in Florida in particular during the Bush-Gore election.
Dead people rose from the dead.
That they were using dead people as counting them as voters.
Hold the line, Dana, if you've got more. I want to hear more of what you have to say. This is Free Talk Live. If you have something you want to bring up, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. How could a dead person vote? Interesting, huh? More coming up.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Hey, guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel's paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. FANDUEL.com. Code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. This is the Sunday night show. It's me, Stephanie, here.
And Brian.
And Mark.
This is a show where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind, from dead people voting to ancient aliens. You can even call us boring and gay if you want to. This is Free Talk Live. And our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. And those phone lines, of course, are sponsored by our favorite VPN provider, ProXPN. Let's go right back to the phones, where Dana in Michigan is on the line. Now, Dana, we were just talking to you in the last segment about something that had come up earlier on the show related to voter fraud, where in Florida, I guess, was that the Bush-Gore election,
the
very contested one, where there were people that were supposed to have voted, but those people were actually deceased at the time of the election, so how could they have voted? Right?
Right, but this happens all over the place, not just in Florida.
Right. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Right. It happened in Kennedy did it, and that was before everything was so electronic. There was no internet. But here's the thing. There's this. I have a couple things I want to say to you guys. One, ever since 9/11, you cannot enter a federal building without showing a valid picture ID. So if you don't drive, you can still get a state ID, but it has to have a picture and your signature on it. There's that. Then there's this gentleman, I just happened to be listening, I was channel surfing, and this gentleman named Mark Simone was filling in for Sean Hannity. and he was going to be on Rachel Maddow's show, and there were going to be all these anti-voter ID saying it's racist. Everything is racist if you don't agree with them, or if they
it's a great way to shut down conversation, right? Just
exactly.
Call something racist,
yeah.
Right?
Thank you.
I think both of you are sexist.
Or if they can't, if it doesn't involve a race, if they're the same race as you, they shut you down by making you look crazy. So anyway, they were questioning this Mark Simone because he was reporting this when he filled in this particular. It was like a couple months ago. I just happened to hear this on the radio, and he said they were talking about voter ID, and he says, "Well, I had a show when I entered your building at NBC Studios. Then I had a show at this point and this point and this point." He had to show it plus fill out forms before, and this is a well-known radio personality. Mark Simone, I think he has his own radio show, and just to get on Rachel Maddow's show, as soon as he said that, the entire panel changed the subject. It was so awkward. It's the kind of awkward where you're in your living room alone, and there's no one to discuss it with, and yet you feel this intense pain. It was so uncomfortable. Here's the thing. If people are dead, when they die, you have to report to certain agencies, you know, to different agencies. People can't be just dead and buried. And so there's all these, you know, there's different paperwork you have to fill out. So that should immediately, because driver's licenses are tied to names in other states, and everything's tied into the internet and everything's tied into the federal government, that should be the way they can connect them and shut down those. You know, so they're not just using those names off the voter rolls. If you have to walk in, you know what, and even old people, let me say a few things. Poor people, whether they're black or Hispanic or white, have to have ID to get any of the Department of Human Services, any food stamps, anything. They have to have ID if you're elderly, to open a bank account, if you have direct deposit for Social Security. So don't sit there and tell me, oh, they're disenfranchised. That's bull. That's what they do. I will give them this. They're cunning. But cunning smart is not a good smart, and it's not healthy for the rest of us. That's what they're using. They're using, we're trying to disenfranchise. No, what they're trying to do is continually pick those dead rolls.
What do you think the criteria for somebody to be able to vote should be?
Oh, God. Honestly, I think they should have to take some kind of test. And quite frankly, I don't
think
anything.
What would be on the test?
Stephanie, I don't know, but I'm just saying that kind of sort of facetiously, because listen, I'm going to tell you something. Stephanie, don't be offended. Do you know white women overwhelmingly over and over and over in every election vote for the person based on their looks, the man based on their looks?
I've heard people just pick the name that looks most convincing too. I had this gal, I was out for drinks with this with some friends, and this gal said, "I'm voting for George Bush. He's just so good looking." And I'm like, "Well, A, what?
Although that
and
matters,
B,
yeah.
what?
but really, what other skills do these people have?"
I'm not offended by that, Dana, because I don't participate in the political process. I agree with you. It's so silly.
I want to tell you guys what happened. If people don't believe this, because so many of the few left-wing talk shows there are, because conservative radio is more right, but the few that are and are spouting this nonsense, let me give you a fact, and everyone can run to their little computers on the left, all the good little progressives and communists and socialists, and check this out. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and then I believe it's Harrison County. I don't know if Harrison County is in Philadelphia or it's over in Ohio. They polled nonpartisan pollers, polled the polls during the 2012 Obama. And that this one very important county in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, likewise, this very important county in Ohio, overwhelmingly said they had polled the little knob for Romney. And get this, 100% in the Ohio county was for Obama, and 105 in Philadelphia. Could someone please explain that to me?
That sounds like a mistake.
Sounds like a landslide.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Dana, for the call tonight.
Broken system. It's a broken system.
It is. Yeah, yeah, that's why I guess I don't get too upset about voter fraud, because I don't know that it's very possible to make much meaningful change inside the political system anyway. So
yeah, and the internet age, the interconnected age, hasn't solved anything. I mean, in 2006 in New York, there were still like 77,000 dead people on the voter rolls.
Yeah.
And I think they said something around 3,000 of that were used.
You might have to report to various government agencies when someone dies, but that doesn't mean they update their records.
No, they don't. They're terrible at this. In Florida, speaking of Florida, like in 2012, there was 53,000 dead people still on the voter rolls. I mean, like the numbers, they don't stop. And this is up to today. Where is government? They should be updating this. But it really, the story can be told in the voting system itself, because the voting system that we that the United States has, okay, is based upon a time of horse and buggy. And it is designed to resolve that speed of travel, that lack of speed of travel. And it has never been updated. You know,
I think it did get updated at one. The president going in on January 12th is new, like a century new or something like that.
Okay. So the time frame, that's been updated. But right. I mean, by and large, the system is like the Electoral College. That whole purpose of that system is to handle the fact that, look, the message isn't going to get to you for a few days.
But I don't trust these electronic voting machines.
I don't either.
A story that came out pretty recently where there was one of the machines, like somebody looked at the code on the machine, and it was programmed to actually be biased toward Republicans, like to give more votes to the Republicans.
I've heard that. I've heard that they can be hacked remotely. I've heard all kinds of stuff, and none of it makes me very comfortable with it.
Doesn't matter who votes. Matters who count the votes. Right?
Indeed. Now, on a town level, in my town, you can show up when they count the votes at, 7:05, and they do a recount right there. You know, so there's no real argument. Everything's written in pencil on a piece of paper. You know, there are people in the room all day long with the box. It seems very unlikely that those things are rigged. But as the power structure gets bigger and bigger, and as the votes get taken off to someplace, like,
there's more at stake.
Well, just because the count is the way it is in my town, once it gets taken to Concord, for instance, to get counted for the primary or something like that, so I believe my select people, or selectmen, is what they're called here, whether men or women, my selectmen are my selectmen. But I don't really believe anything beyond that. Once the votes get taken in a box someplace else, I don't trust it anymore. The electronic voting machines, I don't trust those either. And that's really the problem. You don't think that the people in Washington, D.C., I mean, politicians synonymous with a cheater, you don't think they'd be willing to cheat if they could?
Of course, especially when there's that much power at stake.
Yeah,
I don't trust the whole voting process. How about that?
Yeah,
it's not just who counts the votes or whatever. I don't trust the whole system. It's rotten to the core.
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe in the political system at all, but I can say if I did, the last thing I'd want is for the seat of power to be so far away. Or, I mean, you have to have it as close as possible, and you have to deal with how that works, because it's far better than the problems that Americans have now with getting such crazy responses from around the world towards America. Look, they're not hating Americans; they are hating what the American foreign policy is, and it is out of Americans' control.
Yeah, absolutely. 855-450-3733 is the number here on Free Talk Live. Talk to us about voter fraud, about cash-only businesses, or anything else that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up on the Sunday show.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.